Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
So, you know, when you're a young guy and you're growing up and, you know, you go through that process where you're trying to figure out your male identity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your boys come to the house and then maybe play a little ball in the basement or come upstairs and play video games in your bedroom. It's really not the coolest thing for your mom to have embarrassing baby pictures of your weenie out on the wall.
Oh, okay.
So, my mom, you remember back in, like, the 80s and 90s, they had those, like, picture frames with all, like, the little, like, the collage?
Yeah.
You know, like, the circle and the square and the triangle.
Diamond, yeah.
One of those pictures is a little newborn Jamar, butt ball, you know what, in the crib. And, like, at one point in my life, I remember I was like, that's got to come down.
Yeah.
Because my boys are coming over to play Mortal Kombat, and that's not going to be very cool. No. You're going, finish him, and they look, why? Jamar, that's your weenie behind you.
Yeah, no.
I was like, Mom, why is this picture up? And she's like, oh, it's just cute. It's just you as a baby. I'm like, no, that's coming down. Had to come down. Yeah, that's my embarrassment. That's one of many embarrassing Jamar's mom stories.
I totally know the picture frame you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about,
yes,
right?
Yes, the like flat leg collage.
Exactly.
And it has that little gold around the frames. I got it.
It's like you're in my bedroom.
Yeah, I just can't picture the weenie. That's the only part I can't picture. Well, thank goodness. Yeah.
It's very different.
What?
All right. Anyway, hey, we have Jen on the line. We're talking about embarrassing mom stories. She has two stories. The first one is, you're the embarrassing mom, Jen. Go ahead.
I was at a charity event for a hair salon. They were cutting hair in the parking lot. They had, you know, a little party going, some music, got out of the car. Of course, I hear some songs. I start busting a move, thinking I'm cool, and my daughter's like, Mom, I don't even know you right now. And she was 8, so yeah, that started a little bit earlier than I thought. But my mom in high school, very cool mom, very open, you know, that type of thing. She would drop us off to parties when we were in high school. And we would always say to her, you know, Mom, please just drop us off at the corner, and then we'll walk the rest of the way up.
Oh, that's so funny, drop me off at the corner.
Yeah, drop me off at the corner, we'd walk our way up. I remember one party in particular, just off Aberdeen. She proceeded to drive us right up to the party. So as that's happening, my friend and I are like crouching down in the back seat. She rolls down the windows, and this is like back in the day when they didn't have the power window. She rolls down the window, and she's like, hi, whoever. And we're like, oh my gosh, like, brutal. But yeah,
it doesn't take much.
Mom, I hope you're listening. Mary Michelle, you know that's you. And I hope my daughter Nicole is listening too. Nicole, hi, sweetie. And never mean to embarrass you. It just unfortunately happened.
You know, mom embarrassment rolls downhill. You know, you just pass it along.
That's it.
You know, yeah. down the line.
Don't even mean to do it to your child, but it just happens.
Generational embarrassment.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day to you, okay? Love you. Thank you.
Thank you, and congrats to you, Jamar, on your baby.
Oh, thank you so much.
Meredith, you're awesome.
Thank you.
Caitlin, you guys are all fabulous. You're bringing such joy. I know I've said this before, such joy on my drive-in every day. So thank you.
Thanks so much. What a pleasure.
Feel better, Caitlin. Okay, thanks, guys.
Oh. Well, isn't that the nicest listener in the world?
Just the sweetest.
Yeah. Just redeeming for her embarrassment. That's what
true. We have some really epic mom embarrassment texts coming in. This one is actually reminding me of something now that I think my mom would do all. Also said, our class went on a field trip to Center Island in elementary school. My mom was the only mom who made her kid wear a life jacket on the ferry.
You are kidding me.
And these things are huge. I was dying of embarrassment. Can you imagine?
Put the life jacket on! Mom, I'm the only one with it. Put the life jacket on! Oh,
like, you're not in a canoe. These ferries
are... Oh my gosh.
Oof.
I have been there. And I've also been the kid where my mom's like, put a sun hat on and a sunskin thing and all the SPF. I was a very sun-protected child.
Yeah.
Jamar, do you have your sunscreen on? Mom, I'm the darkest kid on the block. Put the sunscreen on! They're like, what is she doing?
This one is great. I was 17, getting ready to go out. My mom and dad had visitors over. They're all playing a card game. So when I'm leaving, she looked at me and said, oh, your condoms are on the night table. In front of a group of people playing cards at the house.
That's crazy. Tom, embarrassing mom story.
So my friends would come over and we'd just be chilling in the living room. But my stepmom, for some unknown reason, decided that was always the perfect time to drain her sinuses just down the hall.
Oh my God.
I don't understand why it ever happened. And I couldn't tell her anything because I didn't speak her language, which was Serbian.
Oh, wow.
And she didn't speak English very well. So there was no way of saying, you know, like there's no Serbian word for hork, as far as I know. But
wow.
it was not pretty.
If anyone wants to text us a Serbian word for hork or for mucus, any one of those will need them so Tom can get through that. Wow. Moms love you. Happy Mother's Day. But you are just so embarrassing sometimes. Hey, if you have any high school children, give us a call right now at 416-870-4740. 1045. If you have kids that are in high school, this is funny. We want to see how much of these words you know. A high school teacher is going viral because what he does is every time he hears one of his students say a slang word, he writes it down on the board. He keeps a running list and he's trying to figure out how many of these words can I possibly learn from my high school students.
It's so smart.
It's a big list too.
Yeah, let's
experiment and see if we know pretty much these words. Like if you hear the word, if you hear someone say clap back. Oh, that was a clapback. We know what that is, right?
We know what that is. Yeah, yeah. You respond to an insult with an equal or greater insult.
Right. A response to an insult. Yeah. If something is, let me see. If something's a bop, do we know what that word means? A bop. Something a bop. A bop is like a new song that you're really, really loving. Oh, that joins like a, I think what we used to say was the jam. That joins a jam or whatever. Or that
yeah, it's now bop. And like the high school, they're really using that. Like, oh, that is a bop. That's a smash. It's, yeah.
Hey, Sabina, you're a high school, you have a high school child?
I have a daughter who's in grade 9.
Grade 9. Okay. Are you hearing all her slang every day?
I hear some. I don't know if I hear all.
Okay.
Does it confuse you? Are you like, what?
It's absolutely.
Yeah.
So if I told you that the Raptors took an L yesterday, what would you say?
Sorry, say that one again.
The Raptors, man, they caught an L the other night. It was horrible. What would you say?
I would say that they loved it.
No. Loved it.
That's good, though.
That's pretty funny.
That's good.
It's the exact opposite. To catch an L or to take an L means you took a loss.
Yeah, you took the loss.
Yeah.
I know, that's double. That's sports and slang.
Yeah, it's right.
That's tough. That's double tough.
So, listen, use this one on your daughter later. Why don't you use it in a sentence, see if you could use it correctly?
I will do that.
Try it. We're on the air right now.
Let's Here we go.
It's just an L. Like,
putting you on the spot.
For example, that was... My performance was an L?
Yeah, there she goes.
Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah. You could take an L, you could catch an L. Man, what an L I took last night.
Yeah.
It's a loss.
Everyone's been trying to call in for Epic Concert Adventure. You took the L.
Okay.
You took the L on that.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh,
we'll give you another one, Sabina, okay?
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yeah. Sabina's like, bye-bye.
Who's your favorite actor? Do you have a favorite actor that you like?
I am partial to Denzel Washington.
Okay, so Sabina, you would be like, girl, Denzel, that's a snack.
He is a snack.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you want to be really, really current, you go, ooh, Denzel, it's a snack.
Yeah, or like, looking like a snack.
Right.
Looking like a snack.
All right. Say that to your daughter later.
I love that this conversation follows the embarrassing things your mom has done. Because we are totally creating more embarrassing moments
for
other
kids. Arming the moms.
They're going to be texting us like, the embarrassing thing my mom did was refer to Denzel Washington as a snack to my friends. And then she took the L. Yeah.
I know. But anyway. All right. Hey, tell your daughter we said what's up, all right?
All right. Thank you so much for having me on the air.
Of course. Aww. Air super
love
fast.
It.
So tell her we said what's up.
Okay, I will. And not L.
No L. No L, Sabina.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Now we're doing too much.
I know. One of my favorites, though, on this is not on his list.
Which one?
Low-key like. I low-key like it.
I like low-key.
Like, I low-key. It's low, you know. Or peak.
What would you?
I peak like it. Like I iHeartRadio Fan Fest last night. It was peak like.
Okay, peak and low key.
And low key like was like, eh.
All right, no cap. All right. No cap whatsoever.
Yeah, no cap.
You guys know what that means?
No.
No lying.
Oh.
I'm not lying.
Oh.
I'm being.
No cap. I thought it was where's the lie.
That's another.
I've heard
one.
That too. Like,
wait, where's the lie?
Yeah, like
I can't find it.
I love Jamar. Where's the lie? Like what?
That's the lie.
Yeah. Right there.
E-Talk Entertainment Update brought to you by IKEA. With up to 15% off all beds, dressers, and nightstands, there's plenty to pick up and snooze from at the IKEA Bedroom Event. Through the 13th of May, visit IKEA for details. Tracy, what's going on?
Good morning.
Good morning
to you. Tracy. I'm new here. I said it was Chloe. It's not Chloe. Yeah. It's Tracy. Hello, good morning.
Hi. You know what? Hi. Everybody, my producer thought it was Chloe this morning, too.
Okay, phew.
Did I come in the wrong day?
No.
Stop it.
My bed was really calling me this morning.
You got on a sparkly blazer, and you are up and at
it. That's why I said, you know what? Mm-hmm. If you see me with big earrings, I usually don't know what I'm talking about on TV, but I'm just putting on the big sparkly earring to distract you.
That's funny.
Good morning. So we have a new royal baby.
We have a new royal baby name.
I heard you talking about it earlier. But we knew that it was Harry and Meghan that had little baby Archie. But the royal family's website didn't get it right yesterday.
Oh.
So they said, yes, listen to this. So when they announced the birth of little baby Archie, before we knew baby Archie's name, they said the royal family introduced the newborn as the first child of the Duke, Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. That's William and Kate.
That's not Sussex.
Oh, that's not Sussex.
Wow.
That's not Sussex.
Wow.
You know, of course, you know, royal fans, they're bop, 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 bop.
Royal typo.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, isn't there like a checker?
Yeah,
like
fact
a, like,
checker.
You know, we have spell check, a fact checker.
How is there not a royal proofreader?
I don't know. And I feel like he would have a scroll and go, do, 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 do.
Yeah.
You know, presenting the baby of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Okay. So they fixed that, and we all know. Did you see that gorgeous picture yesterday?
I
Doria
love that
and the
photo
Queen and Prince Philip
and
Meghan and Harry. So great.
Yeah.
Okay, Dope Call of the Comeback, because they've been here for years. 90210.
Bring in the 90210 gossip.
So it's not a comeback. They're calling it a dramedy. And I think it's going to be in the vein of. Do you ever see Lisa Kudrow's The Comeback? Kirstie Alley's? I know, right? And if you haven't watch it on demand.
Yes.
Watch it. I'm sure it's on Crave. So the first promo for Fox's Beverly Hills 90210 revival.
Iconic.
Oh my God.
Iconic guitar lick, right?
I'm telling you, this is one of the reasons why I wanted to move to LA. This show.
Yeah.
Shannon Doherty, Jenny Garth, Ryan, Austin Green. Hopefully he's revived his rapping career. Jason Priestley, Tori Spelling, Ian Ziering, and Gabrielle Carteris.
And Shannon Doherty originally wasn't supposed to be back for this, right? But now she is.
Yeah, she is. And remember, I don't want to bring up bad news, but the last time, and you were here, Meredith, for this, when we announced that it was kicking off, later on in the day, we heard the news about Luke Perry, you know, being in hospital. So I'm sure, you know, after all of that happened, and I probably think the gang probably came together and Shannon maybe just had a change of heart.
You know? You're right.
Life is short sometimes, and sometimes there's a reminder that, you know, maybe you gotta grab the bull by its horn.
That's true. I'm curious what the 2019 version of the Peach Pit is gonna be. Is it gonna be like a juice bar?
Maybe it's gonna be a juice bar.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be definitely like a high tech something cafe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're gonna order on the iPad.
That's it.
Wi-Fi passwords and feet grass shots.
Oh my gosh. Peach shaped iPads.
With
a fuzzy peach texture. So we're going to look forward to the 90210 reboot-ish.
Yeah.
It's coming to Fox August 7th at 9 p.m. I think we should have a Peach Pit party.
Oh, let's do it.
Like a screening party.
I'm in.
All right, the Met Gala. You know, we haven't talked enough about the Met Gala. It raised $15 million for the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Isn't that nuts? And the event brought in $13 million in 2018. And, of course, the Met Gala. This is the museum's main source of annual funding for exhibitions and publications, acquisitions, and capital improvements.
Mm.
And I can't wait to go to New York to see that exhibition.
So it's stunning.
Amazing.
And we were talking about that, Jamar, how gorgeous that museum is. And when you are in New York, it's a must-see, must-stop.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And apparently there's some Bob Mackie costumes in there.
What?
Meredith.
Oh my God.
You know,
crazy.
Sparkles are our favorite food group.
True. I always say sparkles my favorite color, but now you're right.
Which is
my favorite food group.
Mm-hmm. So I think,
more with Tracy, more sparkles.
Where's Chloe?
More.
Stop.
Just any time. You can catch them all. CTV tonight at 7 o'clock. Thank you, Tracy.
On the phone right now, we have Rebecca and Pam. We're celebrating all the moms, and for Rebecca and Pam, you're going to be playing the Mother's Day Memory Game. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Hi.
So I don't know if you heard this yesterday, did you?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Great. So you're in for a treat.
And Pam, you're the mama?
Yes.
And Rebecca, you're the daughter. Okay, cool.
I am.
Getting that clear. Fabulous.
So we're going to ask you some questions, and you just need to answer them honestly. No texting, no talking, no telling during the contest, please. And make sure we're being on the up and up. We've asked everyone on the question. We've asked you guys the questions in advance. So we know the answers. Let's see if you know the answers.
Can't be tricky. Can't be switching anything out.
Let's see how well you guys know each other. For daughter Rebecca, ready?
Yes.
Rebecca, what was your childhood nickname?
Reb.
Reb. Pam, the mom, would have said Rebs. That's it.
Yeah.
Yay.
Starting off with a match.
That was kind of a gimme.
That's a gimme, right?
That's kind of a gimme.
I was going to say, where did that come from? But now I see.
Hope so.
Rebecca, Rebs. Yeah,
okay.
Makes sense.
Mom, Pam, ready?
Yep.
Okay. Which one of Rebecca's friends got her, Rebecca, into the most trouble?
Amanda Ross.
Amanda Ross, really? No. What is it about Amanda Ross? What? Tell us about
first
her.
And last name.
Well, house egging and that sort of thing.
House egging.
All
right.
No, I didn't say Amanda. I said Katie.
Yeah, she's a Katie. Did you forget all about Katie?
The problems Katie got her into are the ones that I don't know about because I'm her best friend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So Katie was the real naughty one. She was the down low naughty.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. One and one. Let's keep it moving.
The quiet one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rebecca, this is for you.
Okay.
Who was your mom's celebrity crush when she was a kid?
Oh, boy. Oh, that's a tough one. I would say Colin Firth.
Colin Firth.
Ooh.
Okay. We're told that you really, really had a thing for Barbra Streisand.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, we went far left.
We went that way. There we go.
That's fine. That's fine. All right,
that was the original Star Is Born.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Mom Pam.
Mm-hmm.
When did you embarrass Rebecca the most? Let's see if your answers match.
We've been talking about that all morning. So many embarrassing mom stories.
Oh boy, when did I embarrass her the most? Jeez. Probably every day.
I was going to say, you're running through a long list of options.
Yes, I'm going through a long list.
She gave us a definite answer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You scarred her.
I don't know.
Or what would you do that embarrassed her? Something that you probably did often that embarrassed her.
I don't know.
Rebecca, you want to give her... Rebecca, hit her up. Tell her what it is.
Well, you stopped embarrassing me a long time ago. I gave up on that. But when you would drop me off at school in the morning, you would always honk and blow kisses. I love you. Exactly. Every day.
She's like, I know you love me. I know
every
you
day.
Get it.
You
used to cringe. Well, listen, thank you so much, ladies, for playing. Moms are embarrassing, but we love every minute of it once we mm-hmm. appreciate it.
That's it. Absolutely.
Let's hook them up, shall we?
Let's do it. A Mother's Day wellness package for both of you to share, valued at $1,200. Amazing gifts from Sleep Country, from Elmwood Spa. I know both of you are just like, oh, get me to a good mattress and get me to a spa.
Yes, please.
Yes. And you can do it together. Wow. It sounds like you two have a really special relationship.
We do.
Cool.
Want to say anything special to your mom, Rebecca?
Oh, she's the best mom. She taught me everything I know.
Bad.
Yeah, I was about to say. I was like,
The good and the bad. Lovely. Well, happy Mother's Day to you both. Enjoy the wellness
so
package.
Much.
Hey, and maybe tomorrow on the show we give Amanda or Katie a shout and find out what's going on there.
I know. Amanda Ross.
Word on the street that this is Adele's new ringtone. Thank you, next. Thank you, next. And she's nexted her ex. Well, they're not officially divorced yet, are they?
I think they are. I think they said, you know, they're separating, but I think they announced it after they'd already got divorced, which I think is what a lot of celebrities do.
Well, when you get the money to get the divorce done quickly, you can get it done quickly. Those divorces can take like a year.
Yeah, and they know there's going to be so much, you know, so many eyeballs on it. They just want to get it done before the word gets out.
Get it done. Mm-hmm. Get it done. Mm-hmm. Throw a couple pounds at it or dollars and get it done.
I think it was $180 million divorce or something. Ooh. Like it was a big one.
Well, that's check this out.
You got to really not like somebody.
The word on the street is...
Like, really, like be that. Over. Yeah.
The word on the street is that Adele is now on a dating app.
She's on the super exclusive dating app, Raya, R-A-Y-A. And I don't know if you guys have heard of this
before.
That's
the celebrity one?
Yeah, it's not Tinder. You know, it's not like Bumble. It's for celebs. So you have to get approved to be on it. And it's for, you know, influencers and athletes. And, you know, even like Drew Barrymore and Sharon Stone came out and publicly endorsed it as a way to find love if you're famous.
Raya.
And so, yeah, I guess a member of her alleged inner circle talked to a tabloid in the UK and said she was convinced to do it by her friends because I think she was ready to enter the dating circle. But, you know, you're Adele, so you're not just going to go down to the pub the way you used to be able to.
Right.
And she said, you know, she rarely goes out because she gets recognized almost everywhere now.
Definitely.
And so this app seemed like the most feasible way to start dating somebody. And she's not looking to necessarily be matched up with somebody famous, happy to date someone who, you know, would at least be on this app. But I find this interesting. Can you imagine if you were one of the like influencers and you swipe and all of a sudden Adele is matching you?
But is that her answer? That's how she answered the phone?
That's how she does it. But one thing that's interesting about Adele is that she, I remember saying that she didn't actually tweet herself. She had someone in her group tweet because she used to drink a few too many tequila shots and start tweeting. So I wonder if she's got someone else running her dating app.
I wonder, and I don't know, Meredith, if you've ever had this experience, but have you ever had friends ask you to like ghostwrite some stuff for them for dating apps?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so have I.
Because it's so hard to write about yourself.
Yes.
You don't do it well. I mean, there's now dating app stylists out there.
Shut up.
Yeah, that you can literally hire. Not only do they take the photo and style you up, but they write your bio and your profile and everything. They give you some good opening lines. Oh, yeah, it's like a whole business.
So you got to pay to be on Match, then you have to pay someone to manage your Match.
And then you got to pay to get divorced.
That's crazy. That's
I have done this for
step out the whole time.
I have done this for girlfriends on like multiple occasions where they'll have to do a profile for a new app and they're like, write something funny and I don't know how to talk about myself. And then sometimes they even pull me in like full Cyrano de Bergerac style where like a couple of times they ask me to send intro texts or funny texts back to the person they're texting. So for Adele, is that person Jennifer Lawrence? Because they're super good friends.
Oh, yes, I bet it is.
I could just see them sitting on the bed, like Indian style, like trying J-Law, to write, right? Write their stuff. I just got to think that dating Adele is super, super intimidating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, she's extremely cheeky, very witty.
Yeah,
She's beautiful, fantastic singer. Things go well, great. Now I'm with Adele. Things go bad, I become an album and immortalized forever on Spotify as the guy that broke Adele's heart.
It's true. You got to keep up. There is a lot of pressure there. But I also feel like Adele would have a very cool way of making you feel very comfortable very quickly. Mm-hmm. She seems to play on that, like, I'm just an English bloke girl person. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's just like, I'm just Adele. She's not. Everyone's like, you're a queen. But I think she doesn't see herself that way.
No, she seems like she still has that regular round-the-way quality that a lot of stars lose at her level. We were talking about celebrities you might want to be neighbors with. Now I'm thinking I should
be friends
to Adele.
Maybe it is Adele.
Maybe it is Adele.
I think so. I still also think she has to take it a little slow. This is quick.
No, you do you, Adele. You get back in there, girl. Yes. Because divorces, you know they haven't been happy for a while, right? So she probably hasn't been getting any for a while.
That's another topic for another...
Well, it is.
Maybe. Wait, Lion. Thought like that. Yeah, she got to get her mojo on, huh?
Yeah, get your mojo, girl. You deserve it.
I thought, let the stink wear off, but who knows?
Let me know.
Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran fans are counting down the hours until their new song, Together, is released tomorrow. It's called I Don't Care, and we've got a little sneak preview to share with you.
Oh!
Yeah, right now.
Because I don't care, as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. I can deal with the bad nights.
Sounds good.
Give me more. Give me more.
I know.
Just getting into it. Sounds
is that
good.
Ed Sheeran?
Thank you, Tom.
Is that Ed Sheeran with an Ed Sheeran accent or Justin Bieber doing an Ed Sheeran accent?
Yeah,
I'm trying to hear.
Yeah, that's true. They're both doing each other.
Okay,
yeah, great. It sounds good. It sounds fresh, and the production will be good. You know, they previously collaborated on Love Yourself, which Ed Sheeran co-wrote with Justin Bieber and Benny Blanco. So, I mean, I'm really looking forward to this release tomorrow.
This one sounds a little slicker than Love Yourself. Like, Yourself was a little more like acoustic pop. This sounds a little bit more into club.
Because, you know, it's that time of year when all the big artists begin fighting for the song of summer.
Summer bangers.
So,
It's banger season, everybody. The new royal baby has a name, and it is not Spencer, Arthur, or Alexander. So we can stop calling him Baby Sussex because his name is Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. So this name was announced yesterday afternoon on the official Instagram of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Of course, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And the name Archie has been trending ever since. I foresee a major uptick in people naming their kids Archie.
Oh, yeah. Like, it is going to be the popular baby name of 2019.
So depending on what generation you're from, Archie, you know, reminds you of Archie Bunker, All in the Family.
Yeah.
Or it reminds you of the Archie comics.
That's the one for me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. But you're not alone with the bunker part. We got a lot of text saying, I'm like you, Jamar. I get that reference.
Well, I'm little of both, actually.
Yeah.
Somewhere smashed in the middle. But Archie is a cool name. You know, it's one that we don't hear too often.
It's growing on me, I got to say. At first, I was like, what? But no, it's kind of cute. It's funky.
I think what happened is that we were kind of hoping in the room here for Spencer.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was this like homage to Princess Diana. But, you know, they might have more kids. And as I said last trending, if they had a little girl, I actually think Spencer is a cool, like, you know, double name. Like,
I love that idea.
Yeah, I think that would be really cute. So the other thing that's trending, of course, was a major photo op that happened, because yesterday, before the name was announced, the baby had to be kind of officially presented at Windsor Castle to the Queen. That's the way things go. So they do this photo op, and you've got the Queen there, Prince Arthur, you've got Harry, Meghan, and Meghan's mom. And it was just another one of these forward moments for the royal family, where you're like, yes, we are living in the year 2019.
Mm-hmm.
This is an interracial couple, an interracial baby that is happening in the royal family. And you've got her mom, who is a regular U.S. citizen, that is there at Windsor Castle.
Yeah.
I think it's just making us feel like they're more relatable than ever.
Mm. It's an iconic image that we have not seen before. And it just, without even speaking about it, visually, it pushes us all forward. It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Yeah. And they forewent the official title. You know, those titles like Lord, Earl, whatever. There's none of that happening for this baby, which is another kind of modern thing that I think doesn't surprise the, like, people, insiders who know Meghan and Harry say that none of this surprises them. It doesn't surprise them that they went with an unknown name, and it doesn't surprise them that they're not calling him Lord or Earl.
Just Master.
Just Master. Yeah, just Master, guys.
You gotta let the mom in your know in your life, whether it's your real mother or whether it's a mother figure, you gotta let her know how you feel, because it's an important role. And that's what Tamara did. We had a contest on the website, and she let us know, and she's been drawn. And we have her and Janice, her mom, on the line. Hey, Janice, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. I don't know if you know who just called you, do you?
No, I don't.
This is Chum 104.5 Radio.
Oh, terrific.
It's the Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar Show. I'm Jamar. Nice to meet you.
Hi, you too. Thank
cool, cool.
you.
Marilyn's out on vacay right now, but Meredith's here.
Yeah, hello, Janice.
Hi, Meredith.
Hi, good morning.
I was just listening to you guys on the way to the gym.
Get out.
Oh, okay.
Get out. Get out. Funny to get a random call from those after you were just listening, huh?
Yes.
Is Tamara there, Tom?
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Say hi to your mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hello.
She's just on her way to the gym. So, got a fit mom.
So here's the deal, Janice. It's Mother's Day weekend. And I want to read you something that your wonderful daughter Tamara wrote. Wait for it. Ready?
Okay.
Okay, this is from Tamara. Growing up, my mom worked two jobs and somehow found time to stay an involved and present parent to my brother and I, taking us to dance, air cadets, sports, maintained our home and family. Although we had two loving parents growing up, my mom was like a single mom at times, managing it all while my dad worked endlessly to support our family. I never realized the things my mother truly sacrificed until I became a mother myself. She stood beside me as my maid of honor at my wedding. She was there for the birth of my two boys, holding my hand. She sat with me in the chapel of sick kids and helped me hold it together as my five-month-old underwent major surgery. Last year, she made the incredibly hard decision to retire, and she now spends any free time taking care of my 94-year-old Nana and being an endless support to my husband and I, as our boys are in multiple reps, sports and volunteers with their school. I swear, she had hidden angel wings on her back, and I'm so incredibly lucky that God chose her to be my mom. What more can you say?
It's hard to put it into 200 words.
Yeah, you did it great, Tamara.
I hear some shortness of breath and maybe a little liquid coming out of those eyes right now.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Janice, you're a super mom.
No.
No, you are. You really are. And according to what Tamara has said here, you've done motherhood and parenthood with strength, grace, passion, and an abundance of love.
Well, thank you. It's an easy job.
It's an easy job. I didn't get that memo. I'm a new dad. This joint is hard. But
it was a great job, and Tamara, I appreciate it. We appreciate it more than you know, and it doesn't always go said. So thank you.
Well, listen, she took the time to write us that really heartfelt letter about what you mean to her and to the family. So we got something really special for you guys.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. We're going to give you a $1,000 vanilla prepaid Visa card, the perfect gift for Mother's Day for you to spend as you want. You deserve it so much, Janice.
Thank you so, so much. Thank you for the opportunity just to say what you mean.
It's important. It's important. Mm-hmm. And what you've done, Janice, has clearly been important to your family. And we just thank you so much for hanging out with us in the mornings. And we hope that this is just a little something that can make you and your family smile and say, hey, we're getting it done, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Thank you. I just was going to a gym class, and I just ran out to answer the phone, and they're all waiting for me to find out why I got called. Well,
let them know Chum hooked it up, all right?
I will announce to the whole class.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say hello to the class, say hi to the family, have a great Mother's Day weekend.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, now we're all tearing.
We are all tearing up. Oh, my gosh.
And, that was a moment.
It's really beautiful when you can fully express your love for someone that means so much to you, you know?
I need to make a couple phone calls.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better myself. That's okay,
and listen, if you entered this contest on the website and you didn't win, apologies. But what you should do is print out what you wrote and read it to your mom anyway.
Yes.
She deserves to hear it.
Anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.